Episode 2956, Go to God First.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I hope you're ready to really tune into what God has in store for your heart. Because you know what? All He wants is you to go to Him first. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, just so you're aware, we have a brand new live TV show. Yes, it goes live every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific every Tuesday. So head on over to pray.com. We have partnered with them. It's exciting. And yes, it is up. Video on demand. So you can watch actually the past episode. So if you've missed out on something, you're not missing out on anything. You can actually go over there and binge watch me. Okay, it's not about me, but kind of seems weird. You know how you think life is supposed to be, and then you're actually in the middle of it, and you're like, this is not what I expected. This is not what I had dreamed, but yet it's so much better. So why do we wait until the last minute to ask for help? By that time, you know, the stress and overwhelm suffocates any sparks of hope. Don't be fearful of what's impossible. Go to God first. No matter how big or small the decision, no matter the circumstance or situation that you're in, go to God for His direction, His guidance, and His wisdom. You know, we had the opportunity to go visit my daughter and son-in-law, and of course, the little grandson. Oh, he's so adorable. What a feeling to hear him cry out, Papa, 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 and then Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. He held his hand up high to the sky with the biggest smile from one side to the other. Soon after, we sat down for a meal in a local restaurant, and he asked to pray. We hadn't even gotten our food yet, so immediately we folded our hands, and then Papa prayed over the food. After saying amen, he wanted to pray himself. Now remember, he's only two. So we started with two and three word sentences. He repeated after us. We got through like maybe two and a half sentences. And then he says, amen, so loudly. He had such an enthusiasm to pray and thank God for His goodness and food and bless our time together. In the moment, we asked God to be with us in our fellowship and coming together as a family. Now, some would say God doesn't care about the little things, but nothing is too little for God. Hebrews 13, verse 6 says this, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. You got to go to God first. If for something as simple as thanking God for time spent together and the food on the table, why can't we cry out for more? Why can't we ask Him? Why do we wait and seem like we have to assume that there has to be a blood or flood in order for God to pay attention? The innocence of my grandson's prayer spoke directly to God's heart. He knew that, you know what? Us spending time together, the food, we need to thank God for it. And we need to say, amen. God wants to hear more from you. Go to God first. Take your hurts, challenges, and celebrations to Him. The fact that God wants to help should ignite you with a sense of calm and confidence. But what is it? What's holding you back? Are you afraid that God will not give you what you want? Now remember, you can ask for what you want, but He will give you what you need. Right? The Lord is my helper. You don't have to be afraid. The only thing that you honestly should be fearful about is not asking for help, because God wants to be ever so present with you. He wants a relationship with you. And so watching my grandson in his sweet innocence, it was just such joy to my heart. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go to God as little children. Not with all the boundaries, not with all these worldly patterns that we, you know, get messed up in and tangled with. What we need to do is go with our innocence that we were given at the very, very beginning and say, Lord, I messed up and now I am in a pickle and I don't know what to do. What's my next step? Just my one step. What do you need me to do? And let me tell you, my friend, it's not necessarily always going to be the answer you want. And it may not be in the order you want it. He may go and tell you to do something and you'll be like, but I don't know. I need all of this stuff answered. And his response will be, you need to obey. And then I will tell you the next thing. You see, my grandson, right? He asked God to watch over us and he thanked God for the food. But he didn't say, Lord, make sure the kitchen people make it taste great. Make sure they give me extra fries because fries are his favorite. No, he just simply said, thank you, God, for my food, for my family. Don't let God be the last resort. He deserves to be your first. Walk in this world with a confidence that God has you. And it doesn't mean that you have to be an egotistical maniac to where you know that, nothing's going to come in your way. No, because we know something's always going to come in our way. In fact, we're faced sometimes with more challenges as believers. But regardless of what we face, good or bad, God's got you. So go to God first. My prayer for you, may God seal your heart with grace, love, and hope. Know that nothing is impossible when He is your first. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.